With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Mass shooting in New Mexico.
Police in Las Cruces, New Mexico say at least three people are dead and 14 others are injured in a mass shooting at a park. Police are asking for bystanders to share videos and other tips as they look for a suspect or suspects. The shooting happened Friday night in the city's Young Park, a place for music and recreation. The mayor pro tem of Las Cruces, Joanna Bencomo, issued a statement saying, "Honestly, nowadays, a tragedy like this feels like a nightmare just waiting to come true at any possible moment, yet also always praying and hoping it never will." I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Justice Department spokesman, attorney Mark Weaver, says there's a good reason the DOJ is proceeding with caution in bringing criminal charges against officials who may have committed crimes during the Biden administration.
Well, let's remember that the other branches or the other departments in government, the Interior Department, the Treasury Department, they can get a lot done without the other branches. But the Justice Department has to go to the judicial branch to get something done.
Weaver says that Attorney General Pam Bondi has been slow to bring charges against some who may have committed crimes under Biden, because the DOJ is working hand-in-hand with others.
So unlike the other departments within the Trump administration, the Justice Department has to get everything right because they're interacting with both of the other two branches.
Israel striking Lebanon in retaliation for rockets that targeted Israel. It's the heaviest exchange of fire since the ceasefire with Hezbollah went into effect 4 months ago. National Medal of Honor Museum opening Tuesday in Arlington, Texas. Medal of Honor awarded those during combat who go beyond the call of duty. This is SRN News. Are Americans becoming more rude?
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say, but in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations losing ground. When the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month, it was the latest in a long-running cycle. Declines in membership leading to declines in funding and thus in staff. The Presbyterian Church USA announcing similar cuts to staff at its headquarters and in global missions programming recently. This is SRN News. Savannah, Georgia will be hosting Job Creators Network's Freedom Fighters Summit and Gala. That's coming up April 30th through May 2nd. The event brings together conservative leaders, policymakers, and business advocates. This year's theme, Passing the Torch, honors the legacy of JCN's late founder and Georgia business icon, Bernie Marcus. Network President and CEO Alfredo Ortiz spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the agenda of the summit.
Well, there is going to be some fun sprinkled in there because I think that's one thing conservatives forget about. They need to have a little bit of fun, right? Let's do some work. Let's create policy discussions. And by the way, we're going to talk about some five great pillars of really conservative, you know, from the conservative movement amongst all these folks. We're going to be talking about, of course, you know, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
And he has also on hand will be Salem Radio Network host Hugh Hewitt. Panels will cover topics like tax cuts and education reform. More details at srnnews.com.